revive our souls like cups of cool water shared with strangers. Breathe your peace on your church when we hide in fear. Clothe us with your mercy and forgiveness. Send us companions on our journey as we share your life. Make us one, risen Christ. Cleanse our hearts. Shower us with life. To you be given all praise with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Peter's sermon delivered at the home of Cornelius, a Roman army officer, is a summary of the essential message of Christianity. Everyone who believes in Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection fulfilled the words of the prophets, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This morning's first reading comes from the book of Acts, 10th chapter, beginning with the 34th verse. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him does what is right, is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but those who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of our Lord. This morning's psalm will be 118 with selected verses. The antiphon will be, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me. In you have been counted my salvation. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Easter means new life for us, as it first meant new life for the Christ. His resurrection reshapes the entire focus and motivation of our lives, since we are now hidden with the risen Christ in God. This morning's second reading comes from the book of Colossians, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. If you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are from above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above and not things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. This is the word of our Lord.
Please rise as you are able. Join with me in our gospel acclamation. Alleluia! Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel today is from St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. How many Easter Sundays can you recount in your life? Certainly we all have ones that are memorable, perhaps with our children and the Easter bunny hiding some eggs away from us. What do we get this day that gives us the real surprise, fear, and joy that are the real aspects of this day? Maybe we need to first go back to the very last time that we were truly surprised at something. Maybe it was a gift, or maybe we were astounded at something that we saw on a trip. Our world has just all kinds of amazing places for us to go visit, some of which we may have seen and some of which maybe not. With our close proximity to it, and I'd like to point in the right direction, but I lose my place here. I expect that many of you have seen the Niagara Falls. I have no idea where that would be from here. But I hope that you can recall the first time that you got out of the car and looked at them and how huge they were and how much water they spill over on any given day. Can you remember leaning over and looking down towards the bottom of them and how that might have taken your breath away? And was just a bit scary of a view for you, with all that water going over the edge and hurtling down. It seems as if the bottom doesn't almost exist. Again, part of what makes it a little scary to look at, that people look at this every day, all of them kind of getting this uneasy feeling, might be something amazing to realize. Now, the reason I took you on this little side trip is to gain some of the emotions that are associated with this day. What we might want to do is to sort of forget that we already know the message of this day at all. Matthew gives us more details and more signs for this day than any of the other gospels. I expect that he was trying to help his readers and the people he was speaking to capture the intense emotions of what happened this day with what he was writing down. I ask that you try to place yourselves in the women's place this morning and grasp what Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were experiencing. Like anyone mourning, they just went to the tomb where Jesus was buried to just sit near it for a while and try to grasp all that had just happened the last few days. This is not unlike any of us who have lost a close friend or family member. We are drawn to where they have been laid, trying to gather our thoughts and trying to once again be close to them, even if we know that we really cannot be with them or speak with them, which we often sort of do in a rather one-sided conversation. This is all that they planned or expected this morning, that they would just sit and gather their thoughts by the tomb. Then it all goes crazy for them, even more so for those poor guards that were trying to secure the site. Suddenly, this angel of God comes rushing down onto the scene, and with him coming, this earthquake strikes. A very precise one that rolls away the stone. There is no mention that this earthquake goes into the surrounding village and does any other destruction. Now, we know from many pictures the damaging effects that earthquakes have, which we fortunately seldom have in this state, or the ones that we, few that we do have, are pretty mild. In the places that do have major earthquakes, buildings are cracked, landslides occur, many places get roped off afterwards for no longer being safe to go into. We look for the death toll for those events in our time, hoping it will not be all that great, and having great empathy for all the people affected by them. But this particular earthquake only seems to come with this angel coming down and the rolling away of the stone. Like Epiphany, this is a revealing for us that Jesus was not, could not be contained, that he rose as he told them all that he would. The women get to see into the empty tomb and see the clothes where Jesus had been laid. I'm sure, contrary to what the angel told them, to not be afraid, I'm sure the women were still shaking with fear for all that they had seen and experienced. And at the same time, they were filled with this joy of Jesus' resurrection. They do listen to what they were told and rushed off to tell the disciples. This is no fast walk. They literally run to tell the others. This is just how significant this is. We need to again place ourselves there, realize how this comes to us, and be ready to run and tell whomever we think we need to pass this along to, ourselves filled with fear and joy both at the same time. Now, those two emotions should be opposites in our lives, but here in this day, we are filled with both of those competing emotions. Can we feel the fear of that day? What had just happened to the women? And what will also probably come to the rest of the disciples? This is God in dramatic action on the earth, bringing Jesus back to life to be with the disciples and all of us once again. Jesus greets the women as they run with a word in Greek that actually tells them not hello, not greetings, but rejoice. That is what they shall do and what we have done ever since that day in knowing that Jesus was resurrected. Now the question may remain for us. Why all this really needed to happen this way? Why did Jesus have to suffer on the cross at all? Why couldn't we just have bypassed that and just rejoice without everything that took place on Friday? Those are some really good questions that we might be asking ourselves, and seeking out of an answer is what really is important for our faith lives this day. We need to first understand why Jesus had to go to the cross and what takes place there. This is not some big payback to God for our sinfulness, though it sure seems like it should be. It's also not a payback to the devil to get us out of hell for our lives. Some theories in the past had latched on to those two particular thoughts, so I really wanted to eliminate those with you right up front so we would not hang on to them. The real reason behind Jesus' death that Jesus allowed to come to him was and still is due to the evil human systems that rule this world. Whether we like to accept it or not, we are even still a part of that system by allowing it to continue to exist, and our often apathetic response toward those who would change it. Jesus' death is due to the evil of our world and the powers that work in that system that controls our world. Those same evil powers are the ones that have so many people around the world trapped in poverty and hardship. These ravaged people are not hard to find. People fleeing their countries where evil drug lords hold the power. Evil rulers that want only those loyal to them and their governing to exist, forcing any others into becoming exiles and refugees. We have the actions of this evil system all around us. In Jesus' time, this was the Roman occupation that, along with the Jewish rulers, kept the people in poverty. Possibly 70% of the people would have been considered poor in those days. No wonder that God decided that this was the time for Jesus to come to the earth to show us a way different from that system. What we really need to see out of the death of Jesus on the cross is not what he was doing, but for whom he was doing it. Jesus died on the cross for all of us, all the people who had come to believe in him and follow him. Out of love for us, he endured all that he did to bring us the miracle of this day. With his resurrection, Jesus opens the door for our resurrection, our full escape from the system of this earth, fully into his kingdom that he provides for us. Jesus' resurrection conquers the systems that tried to contain him and his power to release us all. Unlike the kingdoms that we know, Jesus' kingdom is one of love, where we all live in harmony with each other. He has instituted that kingdom on our earth, letting us all become a part of it. We spread this different way of living in the sharing of the love and grace that comes to us. As we heard in his commandment to us on Thursday, others will know that we are his disciples by our love for each other and all people. That is the real sign of this day, love. Let us rejoice in the grace given to us this day in the resurrection of our Lord. Alleluia. Amen.
Christ has arisen, alleluia. Rejoice and praise him, alleluia. For our Redeemer burst from the tomb, even from death dispelling its gloom. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. As sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. For 3 long days the grave did its worst, until its death by God was dispersed. He who gives life did death undergo, and in its conquest his might did show. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. This fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. The angel said to them, do not fear. You look for Jesus, who is not here. See for yourselves, the tomb is all bare. Only the grave clothes are lying there. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. This fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, spread the news, he's not in the grave. He has arisen this world to save. Jesus redeeming labors are done. In the battle with sin is won. Has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. Christ has arisen to set us free, alleluia. To him praises be. Jesus is living, let us all sing. He reigns triumphant.
Now is the time we would take our offering, and those who have are new to us or haven't been here in a while, one of our holdovers from COVID is We do not pass the offering plate around. It's at the back of the church. So if you wish to support us or to submit your tithe, just drop that in on your way out, please. And we thank you for your support for the continued ministry of Our Savior Lutheran Church. A few announcements today. We have coffee hour with some light, what do we call it, continental breakfast this morning after the service. So please take some time for some coffee, some fellowship. We don't get a chance to do that often enough. We have children's bags in the back for those that are actually just children, not childlike. Okay. And we have a council meeting on Tuesday the 11th at 7 p.m. And I would encourage as many people to come as possible. And Pastor, if you give me a moment for a little commentary, I don't think you can give a minister a lectern and a microphone and not take advantage of it, okay? As I'm looking out over the congregation today, all I can think of is the sermon that Pastor Brandon gave us last night was, what good could come from Nazareth? And we know what came from Nazareth was Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And he brought up a point, goes, well, what good can come from COVID? What good can come from Port Huron, Marysville, Port Huron Township as we went through all this? And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at this church is not dead, like God is not dead. I'm looking at a resurrection of this church. I'm looking at people and life coming back into this church every Sunday, albeit maybe one person at a time. But we are a long way from losing our mission in this world. And I want to thank everybody for coming and encourage you to please keep up the mission of Our Savior Lutheran and encourage other people to come. And if there's things you'd like to see different here, come to the council meetings and tell us so we can do things that will appeal to you. So with that, I will move into the offering prayer. Let us pray. Generous God, in this meal, you offer your very self. We give you thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of the bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in this service to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please rise for the Nicene Creed as you are able. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
You call your church to witness to your salvation. We give thanks for all the theologians, preachers, and teachers who claim your gospel. Equip all the baptized to share the joy of the resurrection in all we say and do. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You bring abundant life through creation. The green blade rises, and all creation greets the resurrection's dawn. Preserve vineyards and orchards and those who tend them. Feed us with the fruits of creation. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you show your steadfast love without regard to borders, barriers, or human-made divisions. Infuse your justice in every nation of the world that all experience the peace that only you can give. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you have anointed your Son with the Holy Spirit and with the power. Encourage us by his example in our ministries to the healing, care, and outreach. We pray for all those who are sick or hospitalized, especially this day we pray for Tom Bachman, Donna Barnish, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Gordon Doheny, Sarah Mayer Flatt, David and Karen Hooven, Kirk Langolf, Pastor Charlie Martin, Sherry Moserak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Carl Rich, Sandy Smith, Douglas Weaver, Joyce Wolven, Pastor Joyce Patrika Stabe, and Pastor Ken Stabe and their son Mason. To the family and friends of Jim Davidson, Brenda Wickings, and Lois Parker with their passing. Please also be with Diane Hayes and family, the staff at Woodrow Wilson School, for the children, the families, and the surrounding community. And for all the healthcare workers who care for them and those serving our nation here and overseas. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you have put gladness in our hearts, inspiring musicians and dancers to rejoice with songs of victory. Bless the music ministries of this congregation and all who foster our assembly song. Risen Lord, in your mercy, as you have raised Jesus from the dead, you show your resurrection's promise with your holy ones who have sung your praise. Free us from fear and empower us to go and tell the good news. Risen Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
The peace of Christ is with you always. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of life. Alleluia. You may be seated, and then we will call you forward.
How old was he in 1967? He was in.
Lamb of God, you take away the
people, food of Egypt. For these gifts we did not labor, by your grace have we been fed. Christ's own body, blessed and broken, carved or flowing life outpoured, given as a living token of your world redeemed, restored. In this meal we taste your sweetness, bread for hunger, wine of peace, holy word and holy wisdom, satisfying darkness needs. Christ's own body, blessed and broken, cup o'erflowing life outpoured, given as a living token of your world redeemed, restored. Send us now with faith and courage to the
Black people again. This is part of the deeper part of his character that doesn't come out so much in the many interviews he did, because he sort of hid a lot of it. But I think he was heartbroken to not play for black people more often than he did. And he loved nothing more than to return to Indianola for these homecoming events and play for, you know, lower income audiences who loved him for free or for very little money, you know, at places like Club Ebony. There's an anecdote in my book where Tony Coleman, who very funny drummer who played with Mr. King, was cracking up the band, talking about, look at this place with grass growing through the floor, and it's Club Ebony, give me a break, you know, it was kind of making them all laugh, talking about how this AC joint they're going to play at, and Mr. King turns to him and says something like, Mr. Coleman, I don't want you to forget that, you know, every time I come here, you know, that these are my people, and this is why we're doing this, and nothing's more important than coming back and, you know, seeing my roots. And Tony felt terrible after this because he'd been making jokes about playing at this juke joint in Indianola, but for Mr. King, it meant everything.
And a terrific job on the storytelling, editing, and production by our own Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to author Daniel Davies-Say. His book, King of the Blues, it's available on Amazon.com and all the usual suspects. Pick it up. You won't put it down. And what a story Daniel told, particularly about how the blues revival in Great Britain resuscitated blues music in America. It took young guitar players like Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and Keith Richards and Jeff Beck to come and introduce white audiences to this traditional folk black music, which of course was and is the blues. And absolutely an American story, B.B. King's story, here on Our American Story.
Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Now may our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Bless you now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.